My name is Yula, and I am an artist and filmmaker in Toronto. I am also an Israeli citizen. I left Israel 23 years ago, and I've been living in Canada ever since. This is my Israeli passport, it was my Israeli ID, and army exemption card. I didn't serve in the army. Last week, I submitted an application to renounce my Israeli citizenship in the consulate here in Toronto. It wasn't a decision I made lightly. I've been thinking about it for a long time. In fact, from the moment I learned about the real history of the place where I grew up, the history that wasn't taught to us in schools or even talked about while I was living there, until last week at the consulate, it's been a really long process that took 2 decades. Yes, I did it in response to Israel's horrific assault on Gaza, but since this isn't the first time that Israel is bombing Gaza, why now? Why this moment? Because the amount of casualties has reached catastrophic proportions, and even though we're in a temporary ceasefire or pause or whatever you want to call it right now, it seems like it's not going to end anytime soon. And even Israeli officials are saying that after the pause, they intend to keep bombing for 2 more months at least. This decision is going to affect my life, my ability to visit the place where I grew up. It's going to affect my relationship with my family, my relationships with the people closest to me, not just there, but here in Canada. I spent the past few weeks crying over witnessing horrific, heartbreaking, fucked up death and pain, but also grieving over the possibility that I may lose my relationship with my family. And there are many of us in this position, and we don't even live there, but the poison of that incitement is affecting us as well.